Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Night Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 22nd of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Gareth Armstrong. I'm 24 years old, and I'm from Bangor in Northern Ireland.
And how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. So, yep. On yourself?
Very well. Thank you, very well. So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I think it was, I heard about it on the news, and then I kind of waited for a while, and then sort of searched on the internet for it, and found the website out, and then just applied straight away. Whenever the applications opened, I think I had to register for emails or whatever first, and then got an email about it and saying the applications were open.
And how did you feel when you found out their place?
I was really, really chuffed. So I was like, I knew this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I just I was really happy, so it was that I'd got a chance to do it.
And what exactly are you planning on doing with your hour?
I'm planning to play a bit of golf. I've got 60 plastic golf balls, so I'm going to hit one off every minute or so and try and get them into the fountain. That's going to be my aiming point, so it is.
And is golf something that you hold quite close to your heart?
I'll say it's one of my favourite sports. Like, I'm quite a sporty person. I play golf every week. I'm always out in the golf course, like, so something I really enjoy doing.
And how did you initially come up with the idea of?
I thought something to best represent myself would be do something to do with sport. And then I got the letter through that said that there was this thing on in Trafalgar Square today, so I thought, oh, perfect, sort of sports theme. And then I was thinking I play a bit of hockey, so I was going to bring my hockey goalkeeper stuff over, but it's absolutely huge, and it'd be a bit of a nightmare getting over the plane, so I was trying to think of other ideas, and I was thinking maybe I was just like keeping a table tennis ball up for an hour, something like that, and then one of my mates who I play golf with, he said, why don't you play golf? And I thought, yeah, that's not a bad idea. So
and what balls are you using?
Just the wee plastic practice balls you get, so the ones you use in your garden mainly, so you don't break anything.
And can I just ask you a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you grew up, how that kind of shaped you as a person?
I've lived in Bangor all my life. I was born there, so I was, and went to school there, and then went to university in Belfast, and I graduated from university in 2008, and I've just been on kind of like a gap year since then. I'm starting a graduate job in September over in England, so that's pretty much everything about me in terms of my life.
What are you wanting to do? I mean, what did you study for your degree, and what are you wanting to do with that?
I studied mechanical engineering, and I'm going into a design engineering job near Birmingham for Aston Martin, and I'm hoping just to work there for, well, as long as I can, sort of thing, just work my way through the company and see how it goes, see how I enjoy it.
And what have you been doing this year? Is it still your year out?
Yep, I've kind of, the job front was pretty hard like this year with everything, but I managed to get a wee bit of temporary work just in call centres and things. And I went travelling, went over to France, and went to Norway to visit one of my friends over there. And I'm going to Australia in a week's time, so I'm for a month just before I start work. So getting to do a wee bit of travelling anyway. And I've been back and forth to London a few times as well to visit people.
So what's your relationship with London as a city like?
I don't know. At first, I was over in Bristol on placement in 2006, and I hadn't been to London before, and I just decided to take a wee 4-day weekend down and do all the tourist sort of things and see everything, and I really sort of fell in love with it then, and I enjoy coming back. It's one of my favourite places to come. I just love the sort of the size of the city and everything. So everyone's moving about and everything. It's really enjoyable. So it's.
And what do you think this project has added to the city?
I think it's something different. You know, it's something that people can come. I mean, Trafalgar Square is a really popular place for tourists to come, and it's you know, it shows that you know, that United Kingdom's interested in art, and good artistic projects are going on, and it's good for that. It's just making people aware of, you know, the art in the UK.
And is art something that you're quite interested in?
I wouldn't say it's one of my major things. Like, I know too much about art, but I quite like stuff like Banksy. I've got a few like sort of books about him, sort of just like about sort of graffiti art and things like that. And I do enjoy, like, depends what sort of, like, paintings and things, but or sculptures, but I enjoy it a wee bit. It's not, like, it's not one of my, like, first interests, I would say, but it's definitely something that interests me.
And have you been following the project so far?
I have, yeah. I've been, as soon as, like, on the first day I was on the website, sort of to see, like, what people were doing and see, like, what it was like and what sort of crowds people were getting and everything, and just see the mixture of what was going on.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll fit into the kind of montage?
I don't know. I think I just hope it's something a bit different, you know, than I'm doing. And I think that's what it's all about. It's just, you know, getting people from, like, everywhere across the United Kingdom, and just different people from different backgrounds, different cultures, and just seeing, like, what they want to bring to the plinth.
And how would you? I mean, how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'd say pretty happy person, pretty outgoing, enjoy keep myself busy. Generally, like, just like to do everything kind of thing. Like, I mean, that's what, as soon as this came up, it was like, oh, that's class, I'll do that sort of thing. Just, like, get involved in things.
And what are your interests?
I would say socializing, sport, they'd probably be the main ones that are, like, that I enjoy doing.
And have you got anyone with you in particular today?
I don't, I'm afraid, no. No one was really keen to pay the money to fly over, but I do have a few friends. Like, I was staying with at the weekend, and I stay with one of them lies sort of in the city, but they were, like, all getting up early for work, so they said they couldn't pop down. But I've a few people back home, they're all watching me on the internet and everything, so I've just got a few text messages through saying good luck, and they're watching, so should be good.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I'm fine about it, like, looking forward to it. It's a new experience, so it is kind of, you know, you always say get your 15 minutes of fame, so it's like, this is your my hour kind of thing, so, like, broadcast live on the internet's pretty cool.
And you mentioned the fact that you lived in Bristol for a while.
I did, yeah.
How was that? How was living in England?
It was really good. I really enjoyed Bristol, and that's one of the reasons why I'm moving over to England in September, just the fact that, I don't know, I fell in love with Bristol as a city as well, and I like England in terms of the lifestyle and everything. It's quite enjoyable, and just looking forward to moving over and experiencing it again. So.
And what were you doing in Bristol?
I was doing a work placement for a year as part of my degree. I was working for Rolls Royce Aerospace, so just again in engineering. So it was. So.
So what would be your ultimate? I mean, your dream job. What are you aiming?
I don't know. I think kind of. To generally work myself up through a company, and maybe to be, you know, like, a managing director someday, or definitely, you know, chief engineer of, like, a whole department, quite high up within a company anyway. I think that's the aim anyway for, like, sort of 5-10 years or whatever.
And just to go back to the plinth, I mean, do you see it as a performance, your hour?
I suppose it kind of is in a way, you know. It depends what you're doing, like. If I don't know if, like, well, I suppose golf is kind of, when as a sport, it's people go and watch it kind of thing, so in a way maybe I'm performing, but it's kind of just something just people to watch and just say, oh, that's a bit different, or that's unusual to see someone doing that kind of thing. So.
And can you just tell me a little bit about your t-shirt?
Yep. Well, I wasn't too sure, like, what I was going to wear tonight, and I thought, well, I'll just, like, wear something to do with golf, like, blue shirt or something, and then I thought, oh, why don't I just make my own one kind of themed, and so I just, like, got the badge of one another off the website, and then just got, like, a wee golf run thought of it, and then I did a thing in the back just advertising the time slot I had on today, sort of thing, just saying I was playing golf. So.
And what kind of role does sport play in your life? Is it quite overpowering?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, yeah, it's pretty much keeping me going, so it's just, like, one of the real sort of drivers of my life. You know, I really love just playing sport and just getting involved. Like, yeah, I think it's really good, you know, team sports as well, especially just to go out and meet people and everything. And played hockey at university, and it was brilliant. So it was just and also, like, keeps you fit and healthy, so that's another good thing about it.
And whilst on the plinth, are you looking to engage with the people around?
I was thinking of trying to, like, play a game with the golf balls and, like, saying, like, about different distances and stuff and get people involved. And then it was just, like, I was getting a bit carried away kind of thing. It was getting really complex. I thought it would be a bit of a nightmare trying to sort it all out while I was there. So I don't know, if people chat to me, like, I'll be happy enough. But I won't be, like, trying to get them involved, I don't think, at the minute. We'll see how it goes. Play it by ear anyway.
what are you ultimately wanting to walk away with? What kind of experience?
I don't know. It's just, I suppose it's like just to soak it all up, all the whole atmosphere. I mean, it's a really unusual place to be, like standing up that high and just to see Trafalgar Square from a different angle. And I think that's just like the main thing, is just to have, you know, this is a great opportunity for a unique experience that it doesn't come around like very often. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's everything. Thank you.
Thank you.